Blog Talk Radio.
Your ancestors would stay in a party that 40 days before 9/11 voted to burn the flag? If you were on a battlefield, would you trust the party back home that has a child guillotine on the party platform and calls a flag burning a freedom of speech? How the communists lie. Can you say communist? Are you afraid to say communist? Will somebody look at you with crooked eyes if you say communist? Through the streets of my city, old glory is dragged. 48 traitor senators voted to burn my flag. 135 congressmen, they did the same. 40 days before 9/11 came. Hezbollah tortured Buckley, PLO killed with pride. A homeward-bound sailor shot bloodied, he died. And they put two airlines out of business. Those Muslim terrorists, those deeply religious Muslim terrorists. Marines in Beirut, the USS Cole, Mogadishu in Kenya, and we lost our soul, as did President Pinocchio Pants, because he was calling for his pipe and his bowl. Well, we lost our soul and the lives of many Americans. No one will tell you that mothers with child were crushed and burned as terror ran wild. Of an airline stewardess whose hands that were found at the WTC in prayer they were bound. I heard that. I tried to get a confirmation on it. Somebody said they found two pair. So, of course, nobody ever carried on that story, so it's either hushed up or it's a lie. But I'm sure there were airline stewardesses that had their hands in prayer, and I'm sure that some of them had them bound. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. I was offered an opportunity to update my book, which was published in 2006. name of the book is The Spirit of America Party book. Sad to say, it was not a bestseller. I framed my commission check. It came to 64 cents. And Chase wanted a dollar to cash it. I have not changed my opinion that much since Bush the Magnificent rode off into the sunset. Here is where I am today. I resented Bush double-crossing Rumsfeld after putting his arm around him and saying he will be with me to the end, and then gave Obama bin Laden a shrunken head. And Rumsfeld was loyal and true. He pitched the 7 innings of a winning game, and in baseball and in war, he gets credit for the win. He took it like the man he is. Next time I saw Bush, he was comparing libraries with President Pinocchio fans, which is a lesson for us all. You pardon me, I'll pardon you. When you get to the top, it's all the same people. And I'm sure everybody is disappointed when they've seen Bush with Obama. When they do a remake of Back to the Future, I hope Clinton gets to play himself. That'll be Biff. Remember Biff in the parking lot? Yeah, they used Clinton as a stuntman. Lesson one, no dynasties, no millionaires, no lawyers, and definitely no Hollywood actors except Charlton Heston and Ronald Reagan. Do you realize that under the pretender to the American throne, the presidency, the House, and the Senate were all under control of the Communist Party of North America, that for 2 years, freedom hung in the balancing hand of one Supreme Court judge? Never let that happen again under either party. That is too dangerous. But this time around, I think we got to take it all. We got to sweep. We got to sweep the House, the Senate, and the presidency, because Obama has done a lot of damage, and it's going to take a lot of purges and committees to get rid of all the communists he's put in positions of power. Actually, there's only one party. It is Democrat heavy and Democrat light. The Republicans pretend to care more than the Democrats, but it's a con. Only the Tea Party can save us, and the Tea Boys need to double in size in 90 days. If you read the opening of my book, you will see the goals I shot for in 2004 have not changed much. More than ever, I want energy independence, and now that the price of gold and silver is through the roof, I say it's time to drill for everything. We may even have diamonds here. In my book, A Spirit of America Party, printed in 2006, I addressed the suckerfish issue. At that time, the communist greenies were using the suckerfish to attack California farmers. My friends, small farmers are under the gun, they're under fire, and they're trying to be eliminated. The Communist Party does not want small independence. They want to eradicate the word independent. They don't like it. As a matter of fact, the Democrats are jumping ship and they're running into the Independent Party, but they're still a Democamo independence. That's not independence. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about individual independence. So we had potluck dinner to raise the issue among readers, and the menu consisted of suckerfish, piping plover eggs, and spotted owl buffalo wings. California has 3 levels of attack to destroy the state. Level 1 was business, and level 2 was farming, and finally, level 3 is the people. The green communists also block oil drilling. Now follows my epistle from St. Thomas to the Las Vegians, entitled "The Tiny Tax Cuts for the New Suckerfishes and Huge Tax Increases for the New Suckerfishes." Let's face it, America, you're not ready to take your country back. The Republicans are hiding under rocks, praying that Obama will screw up enough to sweep them back into power. The class of 89 has been readjusted to the Main Street Democrat Light Party. I guess that's the 89 Republicans that came into the Congress. They will be trotted out for tough talk sessions. It will look good, and we suckerfish will suck it in. When you hear 31 billion in cuts as a start, that's like saying only three compartments of the Titanic are fully flooded, or only a portion of the 7th Cavalry was wiped out at the Little Bighorn. And, you know, we lost SEAL Team 6, right? And they covered it up in the news. And you know how they covered it up in the news? Chop it down. They didn't say ambush. They didn't say setup. They didn't say bad call. Chop it down. Americans get to shoot one ballot bullet every 4 years. That's it. When you see politicians working part-time serving the people and full-time getting reelected, you know that they don't deserve another term. D.C. has become a country club for every country but ours. When a Hungarian refugee gains American citizenship and swears allegiance to an international money power, we're all living in Traitorsville. When a faithful Muslim, a good Muslim, plans and executes the destruction of New York City, a strict Muslim, kills 3,500 Americans and burns down at least two skyscrapers and is awaiting the hangman for 10 years, you know the ACLU rules. And last night I said in my show, they are so consumed with the elimination of the cross in the United States, they will probably institute a lawsuit against the federal government for giving out this Distinguished Service Cross and the Flying Cross. And watch, they're going to change that medal. When the alleged president of the useless of A denounces his own country and declares war on the South by canceling oil drilling and fishing, then flies to Brazil to christen deep water oil rigs moved from the USA, we have an economic enemy in power. So as we watch this political charade playing the people as Fox gets less conservative, they're just hedging their bets. Soon, the only voice we will have will be a muzzled one once again. There's only one solution to the problem. Here is the list and the goals. And I'll come back with the list and the goals in a couple of minutes, in about 2 minutes. So here's our goals for the Spirit of America Party. There's only one solution to the problem. The Tea Party must double in size every 90 days. The only lobby in Washington should be in a hotel. Take the big money out of campaigning for any party. The maximum you should be able to contribute is $1, whether you're GE or Joe the Plumber. Rebuild America first. Somebody comes to me for a grant and I'm the president, I'll come up with a grant. It'll be a U.S. grant on a $20 bill. I say, make the most of it. Zero unemployment. Everybody gets a job whether they want it or not. No more grants unless it's the 20 in your pocket. No more subsidies. No more subsidies. And definitely no overseas money. Strengthen the dollar. Drill, baby, drill. The green crap ain't working. Solar and wind suck. Wood is more efficient. Did you know wood is more efficient? 10, go natural gas. 11, instead of 3% interest on the national debt, negotiate for 1%. We can do it. We can do it. Germany now, when you buy a bond in German bond, they take 1%. They don't pay 1%. They take 1%. No service charges to merchants except accepting government credit cards. No service charges because the government credit card is physically not at the point of sale. That's a 2% ripoff that the banks have been that get away with. And the government pays the 2% in higher prices. Because if you're a merchant and you know you're giving up 2% on this bogus scam, you're putting it in the price of the product. When a guy takes out a leather jacket out of a store, tomorrow the price of leather jackets go up, the cost of that jacket. All grants for the arts are canceled except one grant to finish the monument to the Sioux Warrior Crazy Horse. Indian reservation land must be sold only to Indians living on the land if that's what they want. Farmers especially and anyone who drinks water have priority to those water rights over endangered species communists. Welfare must be replaced by job fare. Private schools must have equal financial restitution for educating children. No taxpayer should have to be denied private education money and forced to pay public education taxes. The government does not owe college students a tuition. Get a job. Everybody will have a job. No tax increases, only budget cuts. Eliminate cumbersome agencies that destroy business efficiency. Find out how GE got to pay no taxes and who else has that advantage and why. One term of office for any politician with no retirement benefits. One man, one vote, $1 election contribution. I said that GE or Joe the Plumber. All absentee ballots must be in 30 days before an election, especially the military. And be careful in Florida. The Democrats hang around the post offices. Consider closing all meddlesome agencies that have increased bureaucratic mazes. For example, EPA, OSHA, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and add your favorite here. Commerce is another one. I am sure we can find at least 20 more. Do not hire 18,000 IRS agents. Their only job is to collect the unfair taxes scheduled to come. No tax increases, no internet taxes, and the only UN contribution is towels and soap. One building, one room only. Make sure the people get their money's worth. So, what has transpired in 2 years? Would you like to know? Okay. Now hang in there. We'll give you a tune, and then we'll tell you what's transpired. Hang in there. We'll give you, let's see, this is a 3-minute tune. We'll give you that one.
Thine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Of 100 circling camps, they have built for him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. Transfigures you and me. As he died to make men whole, let us live to make men free. While God is marching on.
Transpired since Willy Wonka got the golden ticket. Sadly, I must tell you, the country is in the crapper. The worst part is nobody knows it. Harry Truman said in his life he had two job opportunities. One was a piano player in a brothel, and the other was to be a politician. And he said both jobs are pretty much the same. I bought a nice house in 1964 for $27,000. Every year it went up in value until it was worth, at its peak, $950,000. That was my pension plan underfoot, and today it has slid to $590,000 if I can get it. But what breaks my heart is that my kids have all bought houses that are now underwater, all except one daughter who just makes a six figures and can't afford a one-bedroom flat in the big communist apple. Remember when they caught a Charlie Rangel with low-rent apartments and they censured him? Now he's on TV still working and he won't shut up. What was that about? What kind of punishment was that? I sentenced you to represent the people of the United States? I say again, the difference between a stealing Democrat and a stealing re-puppy is when the re-puppy gets caught, he claims he did not do it. And when the Democrat gets caught, he claims you can't prove it. Did you know we have a vice president who voted to burn the flag? And Joe Biden voted to burn the flag. How's that? He stands there with guys that served in the military. He stands there with the steel workers and blue-collar workers, all guys that have been in the service and have a DD-214, and he tells them he's one of them. One of them. See the list I have in chapter 3 in the book. I list all the flag burners. I watched the clip of pro-no-choice communists shouting down God's people. One girl shouted, "Keep your rosaries off my ovaries." Another shouted, "My mother was pro-choice." I shouted back at the TV, "Show me your brother." Do you know how many years the communists have been telling us it's only a fetus and not a human being? Too bad we can't shrink lawyers down to take testimony from the fetus. Tell the court in your own words, Freddie, when you became human. Well, you see, Your Honor, as the sperm travels to the egg, and just before the egg is fertilized, God sends a soul with a catcher's mitt, and an angel hollers, "Safe." How come no medical genius ever tells me when the soul shows up? They're all experts. Why no endangered species list? Look, kid, I can get you off the hook, and it is a hook. Just tell the court you're a piping plover. Guess what three businesses are big business in the USA? Drugs, porn, and three is gambling, and the government is getting a cut on all of them. When I think of the U.S. government, I go flash back to the scene in The Godfather where the big fat Don in the white suit and hat comes into a grocery store and opens the register and says, "I just want to wet my beak a little." Yeah. They took all the action from the mob. They went and put the mob out of business. They recode everything, and then they said, "You know what? We'll take it." The government took a 100-year gambling winning streak from the mob 20 years ago. It's called OTB now, and it's out of business. And they told us that the lotto would pay for education, not including Catholics, and the public school kids can't spell bookmaker. When it comes to raising taxes, they threatened four hostages: the police, the fire department, the senior citizens at sandwich time, and the kids. But the guy who can't speak English, preying on poor merchants for not having a New York State measuring stick that cost $120, keeps his job while he puts you out of business. And now we got Mohammed Bloomingdale, the keeper of the pea kiosk and the storer of the salt, is outlawing sugar and arresting fat kids. Big controversy since we kissed in the dark. Mayor Bloomingdale, who enforced a law saying Rudy Giuliani cannot run for a third time. Bloomy bought the city council and changed the law so he could run for a third time. It gets better. He appointed a communist woman to head up the community board that oversees the desecration of holy ground, and her 21-member panel of 9-10 New Yorkers voted for a Jihad Victory Mosque to overspit at the World Trade Center. It gets worse. They want no titles on the memorial plaque, no tribute to the 343 firemen whose flag was burned by Congress Mouse Anthony Weasel. Hillary, I had no idea. Clinton, Chuck Heinrich Schumer, Jerry Nadler, and Akak Ackerman, and Phony Maloney from upstate. The Bloomingdale Islamic Control Board wants the 911 victims in the basement out of sight like nothing ever happened, until they can rewrite history. It is a fact that 80% of all Democrats who voted to burn the flag also vote to kill kids. Why do they hate us? Here's a good one to show you how brainwashed we are. A great woman of God passed away after many years of suffering blindness, deafness, and finally a stroke. Her life was no picnic to begin with. Her daughter was asked to write her obituary for the local communist rag. The last line of the tribute said, "Teresa was accepted into heaven on Palm Sunday," and the rag said, "Everything was acceptable except the last line because it's too controversial." Merry Christmas to you too, and have a happy resurrection. Kids today don't know what they already have lost, and that's the truth. They have no idea. What's that saying, you never miss what you never had? Tea Party tips. When the communists paint you as old, a senile, a racist, a rednecks, and Jesus freaks, remember this. Tea comes in all flavors, green, black, orange, pico, and my favorite, jasmine. Oolong is nice also. Don't forget, these old-timers can recruit 5 new members just by saying to their liberal children and grandchildren, Grandpa and Grandma need your help. We believe you're in trouble, and we beg you to vote with us. It means the world to us, and one day it will mean the world to you. So please vote Tea Party. Do this for us. We will be so happy, and it means everything to us. And if that doesn't work, tell them about the will. Where are we in the great jihad? I have said time and time again, Democrats get you into war and leave you to die on the battlefield, promising they will never run again like LBJ. The DNC has 2 new overseas headquarters, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you about the 2 overseas headquarters. One is Havana, Cuba, and the other is Damascus, Syria, where they're allowing a bastard to kill whole villages, and while they play, let's go verbal.
This song goes out to all the guys in the Witness Protection Program, the Battered Husbands Division.
The DNC has 2 new overseas headquarters. The Democrats are dying to get into Havana. They're dying to get into Cuba. One is the Caribbean, the super drug warehouse of Fidel Castro and communist freight forwarding. That's Havana. The other is Damascus, frequently visited by the Party of Death, headed by Jimmy Carter, Bill Bayonet, the Baby's Nelson, and Nancy Pelosi, who accused Bush of murdering her 2 sons, Uday and Kusei. 40 Democrats flew into Damascus on a super tax jet. When they arrived at the palace of Bashar al-Assad, who's wiping out whole villages this week and getting away with murder, you would think he was part of Planned Parenthood. He's a person of interest in the murder of Prime Minister Hariri. Bashar is also an Iranian master distributor of IEDs and may be holding Saddam's WOMDs. The Democrats asked Bashar, their brother, to close the palace windows because the screams of Americans and Iraqis was unsettling. The new improved IEDs have Iranian copper lugs, and the whole plane should have been Yamamoto'd by a CIA jet with Syrian markings. And then we could have debated like the Democrats do one to you. Gold is through the roof. Silver is ridiculous. I wonder what percentage of people recovered their first 401k hit. How about those people? How about the people that had their stocks robbed by Obama in GM? Had their stocks and bonds robbed. Told them they weren't worth anything. Go away. But they gave the money to the unions. How do you do that? Was he a reverse Robin Hood? I wonder what percentage of people recovered their first 401k hit, which, by the way, is being ogled by the Tax and Buy Votes Party. Don't be surprised if you learn there's a lowjack on your 401k. Soon waitresses will have to wear an apron camera to record the tips. This government of both parties are tax junkies. Your paycheck is their fix. I spoke to a guy today who told me every time lead goes up one penny, his company loses $1 million off the bottom line. No one is telling you, but you are scheduled for a raise. It's in your taxes. It's coming up. If you let Obama survive 4 more years, you won't have any money. You're going to get a beggar's bowl. You're going to have to sit on the outskirts of the city while the rest of the Americans practice evacuations, carrying mattresses over their heads across the George Washington Bridge and the Verrazano. At least 10% will be obvious taxes, and another 10% will be hidden ones. They have no recourse. The money's not coming in. The taxes are not coming in. They do not want to cut. They do not plan to cut anything. All of their gifts for friends, they're not going to stop buying. They're not going to stop buying votes. So what are they going to do? They're going to raise your taxes. You have to pay more. You are the 1%. Eventually, the government of due to the people, may even be forced to have roadside police stops for a loose change tax. Then some new kid will say he was born into it. So what is the big deal? That's right. They're born into it. They're already used to it. There's a bridge from Staten Island to Brooklyn. It is called the Verrazano. It was paid for in 1972. We were told at that time, when it was a quarter, that once the bridge is paid for, because it's an intercity bridge, it will be free. It's $13. $13. It was supposed to be free. You will know the government has gone too far when they put a toll booth at the end of your driveway, and then a boot on your toilet seat because the toilet tissue meter had expired. Not to worry, they'll give you a day to pay the fine before they tow your throne away. And here I already told you the story of the Port Authority built an intercity bridge, and now it's $13. The only way you can cut the deficit, you have to close agencies and halve all the rest. When the majority of wage earners work for the government, the capitalistic system is gone. There should be no income tax on husbands and wives' third job. The greatest generation had weekends off with stores closed on Sunday. Dad worked. Mom was a professional mother. They lived on $60 a week, paid $37 a month rent, raised big families, went to church and sang the Star Spangled Banner and God Bless America, and no matter where they came from, they were Americans first. They hated communism, and if you mocked their God, you got a facelift. They built this country and never tore it down. They won wars on 4 continents in 4 years, helped the defeated rebuild and save South Korea from communism. When they came home, they built the greatest capitalist system known to man. Lawyers starved. Today, we have elected millionaires and lawyers who make it impossible for free men to compete. special interest groups buy legislation that hurts individuals, and tomorrow the Germans may own the New York Stock Exchange. There was talk of them coming and taking it over, like the Spanish government on the ballots that they're going to count. It's only a Spanish company. It's not the Spanish government. It has nothing to do with George Soros. Who said Soros? State Department employees leak secrets to the communist and Islamic partnerships, whose tools of religion are the Quran and the AK-47. While America is distracted by Girls Gone Wild and permanent spring break, our nation is slipping into quicksand. We will never recover from this mudslide because the tools of freedom have been removed. A handful of patriots are all that is left to guard the hot gates. The 45 goals of communism have all been reached. See for yourself. This is from The Naked Communist by Cleon Skousen. This was done in 1965. It was read into the congressional record. 45 goals of the Communist Party. 1. U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. Let me tell you about atomic war. I'm watching World War I today. 1916, the first tank enters the battlefield. Never before seen. It is the latest state of the art. The atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, they are the latest state of the art. And when war becomes very heavy, they will use the latest state of the art. The next war will be nuclear. Do not think twice about it. The next war will be nuclear. The most you can hope and pray for is that it is contained in the Middle East before it gets out of hand. U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. That's what they think is going to happen. It's never going to happen. If you think Israel is going to go down when they have nukes, you're overlooking Masada mentality. If they go down, everybody's going down with them. Develop the illusion, and you know what? The Iranians have no regard for the Palestinians whatsoever, because when they nuke Israel, they have to take out Palestine. It's too close. It's like the Hudson River in New Jersey. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. The United States has no morals anymore. Stalin has said the three greatest attributes of the Americans are patriotism, spirituality, and morality. Patriotism is gone except for a handful. Spirituality is gone except for a handful. And morality is gone except for a handful. You don't believe me? Turn on the TV. How many times have you covered your kid's eyes and ears? Permit a free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. How's that? And this week they were telling us that the Chinese are buying used American parts and refurbishing them and selling them back to us to go into fighter jets. And they're marking them made in USA, and they're using USA serial numbers. Extension of long-term loans to Russia and the Soviet satellites. We're doing that. We gave them billions not to release the nukes. And they said, okay, we won't do it. Give us the billions. These are the same people that took in the communist Spain's communist money, treasury. After the communists during the Spanish Revolution looted the treasury of Spain, and when they were losing, they shipped the money to Russia, and when they went to claim it, the Russians said, what money? We never got any money. Provide American aid to all nations, regardless of communist domination. Grant recognition of Red China. That's done. It's a done deal. Admission of Red China to the UN. It's a done deal. Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free elections under the supervision of the UN. Wait until they have free elections in the United States under the supervision of the UN. Don't think somebody hasn't thought about trying to get over on us with that one. prolonged a conference to ban atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress, and give Obama more time to get all of the serial numbers of the British nukes in their submarines to Putin. 10. Allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. It's a done deal. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. That's why I say we got to get away from the UN, have no respect for it, give it the token attention, spend no money there. Do you know that we're giving them money to kill Chinese kids in a program? $57 million we gave to the UN to give to China to kill kids. That was in 2010. In 2011, we only gave them like $48 million. What are we doing giving millions to that when we don't have money to educate our children? We can't send them to decent schools. And we don't give any money to private schools. What's going to happen when the private schools say we can't afford it no more, we're all going public? What kind of education system is anybody going to have? Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demanded it be set up as a one-world government, that's what's coming. You know what? They can have that one world government all over the world, but they can't have it here because we're the shining city on a hill. And shining cities on hills don't believe in one world governments. With its own independent armed forces, and Obama told you he wants a military bigger than the U.S. military. Well, what's he thinking about? He's thinking about this one right here. Some communist leaders believe the world can be easily taken over by the U.N., as by Moscow. Sometimes these two centers compete with each other, as they are now doing in the Congo. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. They do that here now. Do away with all loyalty oaths. They're trying to do that here now. Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office, and they're doing that now along with China. And don't forget the hacking. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. They already have the Democrats. And there are a lot of rhinos. And the only reason there are rhinos is because they couldn't run as a Democrat. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. ACLU does that every day, every hour of the day, every minute of the day. Get control of the schools. You see the condition of the public schools today? Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. There are schools in New York City where the kids don't have to say the Pledge of Allegiance, and many kids turn their back on the flag while the other kids try to say it. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. Hang in there. Somebody just said goodbye to me. What happened? Call a doctor. I got to come back. Let's see. Well, I'm going to assume that we're still on, and I'm going to continue reading. Where was I? Get control of the schools. Okay. Gain control of all student newspapers. They're doing that now. Including Georgetown. Use a student and Notre Dame. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. The communists have infiltrated the universities, and they even have classes on how to demonstrate. Is this what you sent your kid to school for? So when he comes out, he can go back to living in your basement waiting for a call to go out and demonstrate because he doesn't have a job? Infiltrate the press. They already done that. Look at NBC. Look at MSNBC. Look at CNN. NBC, nothing but communists. The CNN, the Communist National Network. They even have comedy programs. Communist Central with John the Monkey. Bill Maher with HBO. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy making positions. You can't trust the press today. The only safe place to be is the internet. That's the only safe place that you can get good information. Fox maybe. Fox more than any of them. But you got to be careful with Fox, too. I don't know why I got kicked off. Oh, I'm back. Okay.
Welcome. You've got mail.
It says I'm on the air. So we're here. We're live. Oh, they're bringing Zimmerman back to jail. What a shame. Yeah, that's a somebody got to somebody. And you tell me nobody got to the judge and jury at the John Edwards hearing. Tell me nobody got to somebody. Come on. Let's try a little Hey Baby. Let's see what happens. Okay, just wanted to make sure we were on. You student riots to foment a public protest against the program's organization, which are under communist attack. Infiltrate the press. Gain control of key positions in radio. You know, remember Air America? They tried to compete against the conservative talk shows, and it was a flop. So to gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. TV and motion pictures, they've done that. And ABC is always be communist. And PBS is the bestiality of, it's the pervert bestiality system. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good culture from parks, buildings, and substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. Control art critics and directors of art museums so you can get Piss Christ and you can get the Elephant Dung Madonna. So you don't think they haven't taken over? They've taken over, my friend. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech. You know how many judges are corrupt in this country? How many judges are sold out to the ACLU? Do you know that ACLU probably has a list of which judges are favorable to them, and they try and have those judges hear their cases? Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. What's really sad is these liberal mothers who now have children and saw nothing wrong with it, going nuts trying to block out everything their child sees and does. 26, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. What can you say about that? It's one of the goals of the Communist Party. Infiltrate the churches, they've done that, and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. They've done that. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. They rewrote the separation of church and state rule, and they use it to their advantage. And you heard me say tonight that don't be surprised if they attack the Distinguished Service Cross and the Navy Flying Cross. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, and out of step with modern needs. Obama has said that already. Comrade Obama. A hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. We got to take care of ourselves first. Patton said at the end of World War II, the United States better look out for itself first, and these other countries better look out for themselves. And if we try to be all things to all people, we will not survive. Discredit the American founding fathers, present them as selfish aristocrats with no concern for the common man. Communists like to play the race card. But you go to Russia as a black man and see how you get treated. Maybe in the disco. But that's all. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it's only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. They've altered that a little bit, but it's still the same goal. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics. You know, when the majority is on welfare, you got a communist state. Eliminate all laws and procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. Eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. And they're doing that also to the Secret Service. Infiltrate and gain control of more unions. One name that looks like a Soviet czar, Trumka. And I really feel sorry. I used to be a big Teamster fan. But I know that many Teamsters, they vote their conscience. They're not going to listen to Hoffa Jr. But it's sad to see the Teamsters being hijacked. Infiltrate and gain control of big business. Yeah, like taking over GM and stiffen the stockholders and giving the profits to the union, because the union votes demo camo. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand. My psychiatrist is crazy. I wouldn't have a psychiatrist. I go to church. That's all I need. That's my psychiatrist. I can go on to confession and for 5 Hail Marys get all my sins forgiven. Dominate the psychiatric profession and the use mental health laws as a means of getting coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. I have a friend who came from the Soviet Union. He refused to be drafted, and they declared him insane, and they put him in a crazy house. And I said, how did you survive? He said, I did everything they told me to do. I said, how did the others do? He said, there were professors in there. It cooks their brain. Some sort of medication that cooks their brain. Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Like the Kardashians, the trash from the Jersey Shore, the trash from Hollywood. Trash. Who's taking out the trash? Is that the new form? That's called dating today. I'm taking out the trash. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition. That students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, or social problems. You sent your kid there to get educated, and he's learning how to be a communist. Meanwhile, there are hardworking Chinese kids that are going to 2 schools a day, carrying 2 sets of books. And when they come home, they do their homework, and then they work in the family business. Overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. Internationalize the Panama Canal. Thank you, Jimmy Carter. Repeal the Connolly Reservation so the United States cannot prevent the World Court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems give the World Court jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike. That includes the arresting of American military personnel and putting them on trial in The Hague. And you've got a Supreme Court justice there, Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg, who would love to do that. So check off the ones you think they reached. Which we fear country and answer one question. How do you know you're not brainwashed? And the three biggest enemies of America are the three D's: drugs, divorce, and Democrats. A nation that gave up banned cigarettes in great number could apply the same effort to weed and watch the crime rate, divorce rate tumble so far down that cops would become Maytag repairmen. They are finding bodies of hookers on Long Island. All of them probably had to work for drugs. Look how much we are hurting. So I'm going to leave off on page 348 of the Spirit of America Party. I thank you for your time and listenership. And it looks like we're finished. So maybe I'll close with, you want to hear Billy Joel sing Honesty? Oh, man, could we use some of that? Oh, you want to do the Hucklebuck with Chubby Checker? We'll do Billy Joel Honesty. Billy had a cocaine problem. Drugs affects everybody.
If you search for tenderness, it isn't hard to find. You can have the love you need to live. But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to give. If I wear my heart out on my sleeve, but I don't want some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to be. Tell me where else can I turn? 'Cause you're the one.